From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is to leave this morning on a week-long trip to Asia. After a stopover at an Air Force base in Alaska, he'll head to Japan. Before leaving the White House, he's scheduled to make brief remarks on the economy. Mr. Obama is still considering U.S. strategy in Afghanistan, where the U.S. military commander, General Stanley McChrystal, wants tens of thousands more U.S. troops. But the president, who held another meeting on Afghanistan at the White House yesterday, wants more assurance that the U.S. can develop an exit strategy with the Afghan government able to handle security and reduce corruption. And the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, who is a former troop commander there, is reportedly urging that no more U.S. troops be committed until the government of Afghan President Hamid Karzai makes significant progress in eliminating corruption and developing security capabilities. The number of U.S. homes in some stage of foreclosure fell for a third straight month in October. California-based RealtyTrack says just over 332,000 homeowners received a foreclosure notice of some sort last month. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The fact that foreclosure filings came down again last month is being viewed as at least a tentative sign the worst of the foreclosure wave may have passed. RealtyTrack's CEO called the three straight monthly declines a first blush indication the foreclosure tide may be turning. However, analysts are also likely to view the latest numbers with some caution. For example, while foreclosure filings were down 26% in Nevada from the previous month, the state continues to lead the nation in foreclosure activity, with one in every 80 homes there in some stage of foreclosure. California had the second highest foreclosure rate, with one in every 156 properties receiving a foreclosure notice. And while down from the previous month, foreclosure filings in October nationally are still up nearly 19% from a year ago. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.
Today and tomorrow, the Food and Drug Administration holds two separate meetings to consider what the public should and should not hear about food and drug safety. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
The agency is trying to figure out what to allow prescription drug companies to say about their products on the Internet. There are specific rules for broadcast media and print ads, like the requirement that the companies list side effects, usually written in tiny type or spoken really quickly. But what to do about Facebook and Twitter and the whole Internet? The agency will hear from drug companies and consumer groups and formulate regulations, a process that could take a year or more. The FDA is hosting a second meeting on how to communicate with the public about dangers. For example, how soon after suspecting an outbreak of contaminated food should the agency tell the public there may be a problem? And how can the public be better informed about experimental trials of new drugs and devices? Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Stock prices have been moving down around the world today. This is NPR News. Thousands of Yemenis displaced by fighting in the north of the country have filled the main United Nations refugee camp to capacity. Aid groups are urgently seeking more space. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited the camp yesterday and has this report from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a.
A knot of displaced Yemenis crowds in front of a tent in the Mazra camp in an arid, remote corner of Yemen not far from the Saudi border. They're waiting for the monthly distribution of food from the World Food Program: wheat, beans, sugar, salt, cooking oil. People swarm around a visiting reporter to complain that they can't get food or a tent because they lost their IDs when they fled the fighting between the Yemeni government and the al-Houthi rebels. Last week, Saudi Arabia joined the conflict, driving rebel fighters back into Yemen after they crossed the border. Saudi naval ships are also on patrol off the coast, looking for arms shipments headed to the rebels, the Saudis say. This dusty camp is now filled to capacity. New sites are being prepared as hundreds more families pour into the area daily. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sana'a.
A Pakistani working at Iran's consulate in Peshawar, Pakistan, has been shot dead. The gunman who shot the public relations director of the consulate near his home escaped. Iranian state media quote Iran's consul general in Peshawar, saying the killing of the public relations director was intended to strain the relationship between Pakistan and Iran. Today's attack came almost a year after an Iranian diplomat was abducted in Peshawar, and that diplomat is still missing. Brazil's government says Tuesday night's huge blackout that left nearly 60 million people without power was caused by a combination of heavy rain, strong wind, and lightning. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.